Blog Talk Radio.
WD Miss B Radio.
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? What you what you talking about?
Wait a minute! Weren't you listening?
I have a dream.
Ladies with an attitude. Fellas that were in the mood, don't just stand there, let's get to it. Strike a pose, there's nothing to it.
The music just turns me on.
Turn it up!
Oh, yeah!
Oh, my God, is he nuts?
Everybody, 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 everybody.
Now we come to the payoff.
Everybody, 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 everybody. Everybody.
Oh my God!
Who's bad? Who's bad?
All right. You are live with Miss B. That's me. We're getting a little bit of thunderstorms down here in Florida, but I think we're going to be okay. I have my guest, which is contemporary Christian gospel artist Iloho. Good evening. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Hi, Ms. V. I'm doing very well. Thank you. Thanks for having me again.
It's always a pleasure. I have quite a few that come back every year, and it is such a blessing to see the artists grow. It is. It truly is
yeah.
A blessing, and that's why I love doing what I do. All right, so we're going to go ahead, and we're going to jump right in. I do have Speechless, so we'll go ahead and play that before you leave us. So go ahead and let us know, Iloho. Now, I believe that's part of your born name. If you can kind of let us know how you came up with using that name as your stage name, as well as let us know where you're originally from and where you're currently located.
Okay. Iloho is my born name, and it actually means prosperity. I heard... my parents had been through a tough period before I was born. So when I was born, they sort of gave me this name that meant, oh, because she has come, things are going to get better. And so they named me Prosperity. And when I was going to go into music professionally, I just thought it would be nice to just stick to that name because I believe so much in names, and it carries such a great meaning, prosperity, you know. So it's my born name. I am currently located in Aberdeen in United Kingdom, Scotland, but originally I am from Nigeria.
Oh, all right. All I know is I love your accent every time we talk.
Thank you.
Most definitely. So I know you, as you had started to mention, that you have definitely been on a journey in your career. So go ahead and tell us how you started out and when your musical journey actually began. What motivated you?
Okay. What motivated me, actually, I would say it's the love of Christ, you know. And I've been on this journey for a while now. I would say over a decade because I can't remember the year exactly, 2000 or 2001, I did actually go into the studio to record a demo at that point. But the truth is that it was not just the right time. So it took me another like almost a decade before I came out, you know, with my debut album and debut single. But I think the whole process, God was just preparing me because he had taken me through a lot of things. You know, I had been through so many challenges. I had lost my mom, who was, you know, such a great believer in me, and who I think she was my greatest fan, you know. So in 2013, I decided to, like, okay, this time I'm going to do it for real. So went back into the studio and released my first single in June 2013. And basically, I love God. I love to sing. And I think for me, one of the ways to express my love for Him is by singing. And also, I know that people get inspired when I sing. A few people have come to tell me, I mean, recently, one Chinese girl, I went to sing somewhere, she just came to me and she said, well, she's never been to church before, but she heard me sing and she believed everything I was saying, you know. So for me, all that motivates me, you know, people, the love of God, and my mom, God bless her memory. So, yes, professionally I went into the studio in 2013, but I had been singing before then. I had led different groups. I had been in different choir. I was a worship pastor in my church. And then 2013, I just decided to step out. And it's been an amazing journey since then.
Yes, and you've been letting us join you along that journey. So that's a blessing right there.
Thanks.
Now, I know you've had quite a few. I know you'd mentioned your mom. Who were some of your musical influences growing up, and what inspires you to be the singer and songwriter that you are today? I know you mentioned your mom,
yeah.
But there may be other things, too, you might want to add on to that.
Okay. When I was in university, my friends used to call me Whitney Houston because I'm sure every girl my age then wanted to be Whitney Houston. So I used
Everybody
to dress up
to
like her. I used to have her hairstyles. And, I mean, she was one of my greatest influence in music. Myra Carey, Cissy Winans's gospel, Martha Munizzi, and Nicole Mullen, you know. They actually influenced my singing while growing up, and I just love their style of singing, and I love the message that they pass across. So they inspired me really while I was growing up, and that was, like I said, my mom, the love of God, and wanting to make a positive impact in the lives of people. That's what inspires me to be the singer and songwriter that I am today, you know. For me, it's not about... It's nice to have all the fame and the fortune and the riches, but in spite of all of that, I just want to make a positive, lasting impact in the lives of people, you know. And I believe music is a tool. Where I cannot go, my music can go, and I believe that people can hear my soul, you know, behind my music, from my music. So, yes, that's what inspires me.
And also for the listeners, if you have not seen the monthly Inspired, we have a monthly feature article in BWD Magazine that is written as well by this wonderful woman. And so be sure to check that out, because she also gives us some inspiration each month.
Yeah.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Now, prior to Speechless, you had mentioned your debut album, and Arise.
Yeah.
Arise was the first single off that, and that is just an outstanding song as well. Now, what inspired that particular track to be the leading track? And what can the listeners expect from that single as far as the sound and the lyrics go?
Okay. Like I mentioned earlier, I had been through a really rough time. I had been through depression, rejection. I was rejected by people who I believed in, you know, just because I was stepping out to walk in my call, you know, and I was rejected. It was like, oh, no, you can't do this. You can't do this. And, you know, I felt let down, and I was really heartbroken. So all that time, this was in 2012, you know, all that time, all I could just do was meditate on God, or all I could do was just worship Him at that period, and like, okay, what's happening? If truly you have asked me to do this, why am I getting so much discouragement from the people I expect to support me? Why am I getting, you know, people were just mean to me because I was doing what you, God, have asked me to do, you know? So all that while, all I kept hearing was, He is Lord over my life, and I should just keep on doing what I was doing. So basically, Arise was just born out of that place, you know, where my total dependency, because I was actually at that point, I think God allowed what happened to happen to me because I was focusing on man, my leaders, my pastors, rather than focus on God. So I think God had to shake me so that my focus had to go back to Him. So basically, Arise was just like, okay, Lord, now I'm giving you the first place in my life. Just arise and take your place in my life, you know, because you are the King over my life. You're the Lord over my life. And by your blood, you conquered death, you know. So Arise was just born out of that place where I had been through a lot of hurt. Had been through a lot of rejection, but, you know, God had helped me, He had lifted me, and I was just responding to Him in worship, you know, say, okay, I give you the first place. It's not about me, it's not about anyone. You just take the first place in my life. So that's a rise for you. And I mean, what do I want listeners to expect from that single and all the songs in Arise, because the album is titled Arise as well, is I mean, it's a worship album. It's just for people to just focus on God and just magnify His name above everything, you know, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you've been through, that God is still able to do everything that He's promised to do in your life. He's still able to see you through and just leads you on to that place where He's preparing for you.
Amen. Oh yeah, absolutely. As well as the sound I found in itself is just inspiring. I mean, if where the listeners, you know, may automatically be like, oh, you know, it's going to be like, you know, in the church and like the organ and, you know, they really do not realize that. You know, there's traditional and there's also today. And yes. The music you can move to, it's almost like an R&B soul dance. It's kind of like a fusion of various genres. And that's
yes,
what I found.
Yes.
And
like and soft that's rock. Great. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And also for the listeners, you don't really seem, no one, there's many people that do not really understand because they have not had the calling. But there is the calling. That's how you have your priests, your bishops, your pastors, and so on and so forth. They had received the calling, and then you also have your disciples that go, and then they go to church.
Yes,
it's a calling, and unless you've had the calling, you will never understand. They would just never understand. So now you released your next single titled Speechless. So I know the whole theme's going to be different than Arise. So why don't you go ahead and tell us about this new track, what's going on, the lyrics, you know, give us the goods.
Okay. Well, Speechless, oh my goodness. My journey has been amazing, you know. After Arise, God has just been so faithful. I mean, so many things have just happened. And you know how when I was saying to my producer the other day, because a few people were like, I can't believe this, you know, where you look at someone and say, oh no, this person can't do this because I don't think this person is good enough. But the truth is that God has been so faithful. He has done amazing things in my life from when Arise was first released to where I am today. You know, He's opened so many doors. He's brought so many relationships into my life, you know. And then I just sit back and just look at it all, and I am just overwhelmed. I can't even find the words to, like, say, okay, God, what are you doing? Because there's certain times I don't know how to explain it, but there's certain times you're desiring God for something and you don't know how it's going to happen. But then God just shows up and I'm like, oh, okay. I look up and I say, oh, that was you. Thank you so much, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
So speechless, basically, is just declaring my love for God, you know, and just thanking Him for what He's done in my life, for what He's doing and for what He would do. I mean, He's like this, the lyric says, your love leaves me speechless, you know. The truth is that you can't describe the love of God. You can't even explain the love of God, but I know that His love is incredible, it's amazing, and it's awesome. So speechless is actually just declaring my love for God, thanking Him for everything He's done in my life, everything He's doing, and everything He would do. And yes, it's soft rock. I mean, there's a lot of guitars. I love guitars. There's a lot of guitars in it. So you just hear some sounds, you know, and I love it. I love it so much, you know. You should hear me in my car. My friends tell me you're just a weird person, because I don't know how you can listen to yourself,
person.
You know. I listen to speechless like I'm listening to Whitney Houston, or I'm listening to someone else, you know. That's to tell you how the impact of the song. And all my children know the songs, they know the lyrics, they know every ad lib, you know. So it's just such a beautiful song, and I'm so thankful to God for it.
Oh yes, and I definitely agree. And you're right. That is the best word to use, is speechless, because I know myself, there's times I look up and I'm like, you know what, you're just showing off now.
yeah, exactly.
All right, you're just showing off now. But yeah, you know, unless you actually really participate and you really give God your time, and you at least go, you know, on your days of obligation and go to church, you can get that pretty much that same feeling where you're just speechless. He's working, he's keeping you going, and unfortunately, if more of us had more faith, you'd be surprised on the enrichment into your life.
Yeah.
So now, why don't you go ahead and let us know, because I know you released the single Speechless. Now, do you have, you know, live events or a music video, a new EP, you know, let us know what's going on with
you. Yep. I have an annual night of worship every August, and it's actually 10 days from today. We just have a beautiful time in the presence of God where different worshipers, artists, worship leaders just come together and take different sets. So, I mean, here in the UK, we have Muyiwa Lariwaji, who is a big name in gospel in the UK. We have Philippa Hanna and a few other locals, and myself and my team. So we're going to have a night of worship, and it's called Engage. You know, that's happening next week, Saturday the 22nd of August. So I'm really excited and looking forward to that. There's so much expectations because we have, I mean, we've made so much noise about it, so people are really expectant. So I'm saying to God, okay, over to you now. You know, we've done our job by getting the people expectant. So you just have to meet the people at their point of need. So yes, we're having that concert. I'm working on my sophomore album, which will be out sometime in 2016. So there are two other singles that should come out maybe before the end of the year or early 2016, and also planning to shoot a Christmas video for a Christmas cover I did last year. Yeah, so all that is happening, and it's a busy time. I'm a full-time mom, you know, full-time.
Aww.
So I'm juggling.
It's outstanding.
Yeah, I'm juggling ministry, I'm juggling family, but it's all good, it's all great, it's a lot of fun.
As the saying goes, you're only going to get what you can handle.
Exactly.
Well, you know, it's been a pleasure, as always, to, you know, chop it up with you. Why don't you go ahead, take this time to go ahead, any shout-outs, contact information for booking, features, beats, collabs, just anything else that you would like to share that we may not have covered in our interview?
All right. Well, I just want to give a big shout-out to everyone who's supporting, who's encouraging. Thank you to BWD Radio. You guys are just awesome. You're amazing. Your support
Aww.
Is... Yeah. I really want to thank you and appreciate you. And then all the other radio stations and bloggers who do so much. My contact details, I've got a website, elohofmy.co.uk, and then I'm on Twitter at elohofmy, on Instagram at elohofmy, on Facebook at eloho, YouTube elohofmy. So you can just reach out to me for anything. I'd really love to come over to the US, you know, to just meet my friends, my fans, and it'll be nice to just. So I'm looking forward to coming over sometime. So thanks to all my family and everyone who believes in me and who's cheering me on. And yes, God's love is amazing and He's incredible. And I know that because He's done it for me, He can do it for you. Those of us who are listening to this interview, just hold on to God. He's able to do all things. He's able. I know He's able. And he's always good. So just hang in there. You don't know how He's going to do it, but He will do it. And like Ms. V says, I just look up and say, you're showing off right now. He's going to show off with you, you know, and put you on display. I mean, someone had told me a few years ago that, oh, God said He should tell me that he's going to put me on display. At that point, I was like, what are you talking about, you know? But, yeah, you know, God is going to display you. Just focus on what He's asking you to do. And, yeah, so that's it.
In short, all you have to do, and it kind of covers it all, the main thing that you just have to do is please strengthen me where I'm weak, and that should cover everything.
Yes.
Please strengthen me where I'm weak. All right, well, again, it's been such a pleasure. And just for the listeners, Eloho is spelled E-L-O-H-O, just so you know.
Yeah.
All right. So, again, I'm sure that we will be, I'll stay on the flip side. Anyway, go ahead. You're welcome. Go ahead and take us into Speechless.
All right. This is Speechless, my latest single. God's name is higher than any other name. His power is greater. So just let this song minister to you. Let it inspire you to worship Him. And just love on the Lord. Just love on the Lord. Just pour your love on Him. God's love.
Amen.
Bless, yeah.
Amen. Amen. All right, well, let's go ahead into this. And you have a blessed evening.
You too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
You know, there are certain times in your life when God just does certain things and you don't know how He's done it. You didn't even see it coming, you know, and it just leaves you overwhelmed. You can't even find the words to describe it. And it practically leaves you.
Your name, Jesus. Oh, your
right. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at BWD_Radio. Be sure to like our fan page at BWD Radio on Facebook. Let us know you're respecting what we are doing for the indie artists of today. Over a decade of supporting the indie artists in variety music. Also, be sure to follow us on Twitter at BWD Promotions and BWD Graphics, BWD Radio, BWD Magazine, which is also on Facebook. Yes, that's right. Take BWD Radio with you on the go. Download our mobile app. Grab it on iTunes, Google Play. Visit us directly at BWDRadio.com. Check out our timelines. Also, be on the lookout for BWD Magazine's September issue. Our issues drop every month on the 5th of each month. A Variety Magazine. What else? Variety Radio. Variety Magazine. All right, so be sure to tune in. Same BWD day, same BWD time. Ms. V, she is out of here.